Hello and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. I'm Lena Valverde, your host. Stay with me as I will bring you details of the latest developments in the fields of science and healthcare in Cuba and around the world. Stay tuned. Cuba's Latin American School of Medicine, ELAM, has opened its doors for this year's school year, 2019-2020, with an enrollment of over 1,200 students from around the world. In statements to the press, Deputy Dean Tamara Torres Fernandez said that the number of first-year students stands at 400 from 80 nations. She pointed out that besides professional skills, high human values are also instilled in ELAM students, such as social responsibility, humanism, solidarity, and internationalism. She said, once graduated, these professionals are ready and willing to respond to any social or health issue, not just in their communities of origin, but anywhere in the world. Established in 1999 on the initiative of revolution leader Fidel Castro, the Latin American School of Medicine is one of the largest medical schools in the world and a prominent part of Cuban healthcare system and of the country's cooperation with nations and peoples internationally. ELAM's rationale is to provide free medical education to bright students who are passionate about becoming doctors but lack the financial means to do so, encouraging them to return to serve in communities like their own. With that premise, since its first class of 2005, ELAM has graduated tens of thousands of general practitioners from low-income communities in Latin America and the Caribbean, as well as from the United States, Africa, and Asia. Cuban scientists are developing a strategy against dengue-spreading mosquitoes. This includes bacteria injection to curb its reproduction. The Aedes aegypti mosquitoes carry dengue, chikungunya, and Zika, diseases that have become public health hazards in many parts of Latin America. Inoculating the mosquito with a Wolbachia bacteria interferes with the insect's ability to reproduce, said Guadalupe Guzman, president of the Cuban Society of Microbiology and Parasitology, during an international course on diseases spread by arboviruses held in late August here in Havana. Once a significant number of the mosquitoes are unable to reproduce, it will be easier to control the outbreaks and epidemics that affect hundreds of thousands of people every year in the Americas, she said. Cuban scientists also recommend continuing educational programs on how to prevent mosquito breeding grounds, as well as the fumigation campaigns. You're listening to a new edition of the Medical and Scientific Review, a program heard every other week here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Researchers from the Center for Environmental Studies in Cuba's Cienfuegos province and the All-Russian Scientific Research Institute of Aviation Materials met here in Cuba last week to evaluate the results of their collaboration under agreements signed in July 2016 and a joint work program set up in August 2017. The Russian delegation was led by Evgeny Nikolaev, Deputy Director of All-Russian Scientific Research Institute of Aviation Materials, the largest Russian materials research center devoted to the study of materials for the development of aeronautical and space techniques. During their stay here in Cuba, the Russian specialists visited Cuba's National Center for Climate Research. A business forum was also held focused on the development of cooperation in the field of corrosion, aging, and biodeterioration in oceanic climate. The leading materials research center of the Russian Federation, the All-Russian Scientific Research Institute of Aviation Materials, performs full innovative cycle from fundamental and applied researches to development of high technology knowledge intense production of materials of new generation, semi-finished products and unique technological equipment. It develops and supplies a wide range of metallic and non-metallic materials, coatings, technological processes and equipment, methods and means of protection against corrosion damages and biodeterioration. The prestigious Russian institution has a successful cooperation program with Cuban scientific entities. This led to the creation of the Cuban-Russian Station for Climatic Testing of Materials and Structural Elements in the Caribbean Tropical Climate in December 2018. It is devoted to the development of joint research studies on the climatic and biological resistance of materials and climate's influence on ecosystem changing. The Pan-American Health Organization, World Health Organization, PAHO, WHO, is working jointly with the government and health authorities in the Bahamas, addressing the complex health issue there in the wake of powerful Hurricane Dorian, which struck the island state last week. Specialists with PAHO, WHO, are focusing primarily on clinical care to save the lives of persons who survived the hurricane and keeping people safe, with three emergency medical teams arriving in the Bahamas. In statements to the press, Dr. Esther de Gourville, PAHO WHO's representative in the Bahamas, said, "Clearly, it is a desperate situation for some people on Abaco, and PAHO is working with the Ministry of Health and emergency teams to help those who survived secure food supplies, safe drinking water, and sanitation." Dr. Gouville noted that PAHO had pre-deployed water and sanitation experts and health services experts to the Bahamas even before Hurricane Dorian struck. The teams include experts in logistics, disease surveillance, coordination, information management, and civil-military cooperation. PAHO's disaster response team is also supporting the Bahamas Ministry of Health in all areas of the response and is expected to launch a funding appeal in the coming days. We should mention now that Cuba was among the first nations to express condolences and solidarity with the people and the government of the Bahamas in the wake of the human life loss and the devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian. The Cuban authorities have also offered to contribute to mitigating the damage, as well as offering medical assistance to the hurricane victims, an area in which Cuba enjoys well-deserved international prestige. And that's all we have time for today. Join us again every other week for Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. Until next time.